USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump announcing they will be adding two or three members to the White House coronavirus task force.
But we'll be adding some people to the task force, and there'll be more in the neighborhood probably of opening our country up, because our country has to get open again and the people want it to be open.
Speaking with reporters in the Oval Office, the president says he thought the task force would be winding down by now, but had no idea how popular it was and how much the public appreciates the daily briefings. Labor Secretary Eugene Scalia is pleased with where the country is heading in the battle against the coronavirus.
We're turning a corner right now, and I think we're ready to start reopening across the country, in a measured and safe way.
Scalia speaking there on Fox News. Your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow lost 218 points. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Balance of nature, no question. Your product's a great product. I mean, it's very, very good. I own a couple of businesses, so I'm on the go a lot. There's no doubt that the energy level increased. Again, your product is very, very good, and I couldn't live without it, basically. Thank you for your time. Thank you for the information. And when you talk to Dr. Howard, do my best and tell him he's got a great, great product.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
As he continues to take heat over his handling of the coronavirus crisis in New York, Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo is also looking into the nursing home deaths, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
Governor Andrew Cuomo says the more than 4,800 deaths in nursing homes in his state shows just how vulnerable elderly people are to the disease. He also says there's a need to find out how things could have been handled better.
It's something we're studying. We're also doing an investigation with the Attorney General to look at it. We did some very harsh things here that, frankly, I wasn't even comfortable with, but the health experts insisted. No visitors to a nursing home.
Uber is planning to lay off around 3,700 employees as passenger use plummets due to the coronavirus. The company is in a hiring freeze and expects to lose about $20 million, with more layoffs likely. The company also says they're planning to modify their business schedule. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Republican Senator from Kentucky Rand Paul is speaking out against the current stimulus spending during the coronavirus pandemic. The Republican Senator telling Fox News it's time for folks to get back to work and on with their lives.
If you let people have commerce, if you let them trade, if you take them out from forcible home arrest, our economy will recover. But if you keep everybody under home arrest and say you cannot practice your business, you cannot sell your goods, there will continue to be economic calamity.
A retired NFL superstar has been caught up in a Medicaid scandal in the state of Mississippi. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Former Green Bay Packers quarterback Brett Favre facing questions, though currently not charges, for his role in a massive Medicaid misspending scandal in Mississippi. A state audit revealing that the state's Department of Human Services and several nonprofits misspent about $94 million in Medicaid money. It also showed that Favre was paid just over $1 million to make speeches he never gave. Auditors in Mississippi say they're sending their findings to Congress to see if the state would be sanctioned for that misspending.
And finally, it was back on this date in 2013 when three women are rescued from a Cleveland, Ohio house where they had been imprisoned for many years by their abductor. The women all went missing between 2002 and 2004. That abductor was sentenced to life in prison. A month later, he was found dead in his prison cell after hanging himself. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.